Picking things up exactly where we had left off, the question that the Gemara was dealing with is that would a woman, could we assume that a woman would know that if she was giving something to the man that she would have to perform a kinyan for purposes of activating the get? So the Gemara is going to go through two more proofs on this topic and eventually come to a conclusion. So this is from the top of Chav Aleph Amud Aleph, Salam Marava. So, arev, a guarantor, ayotel achar chisum shtaros, govim nechasim b'nei chorin. So, we don't really relate to this as a full shtar. When you have an arev, a guarantor, who, you know, wrote va'ani arev, that I'm going to be a guarantor on whatever this loan is, right? I'm going to back up the lova in case he's not able to make the loan. If he does that after the chitum shtaros, after the signatures, so you can't use it for purposes of nechasim mishubadim, because as we know, when it comes to nechasim mishubadim, morning Aaron, you need a full-fledged shtar. And this, of course, didn't have the proper kol because it was signed after the fact. So mavashi my kushya, dil magavra shiny, diyada liiknuye. So again, Ravashi says this is a different situation entirely, because in that case, a gavra might know that he has to make the kinyan afterwards. So we can't prove anything from this situation, just like we said before about the zakein, it was shiny diyada liiknuye. Wouldn't reflect in the case of the woman altogether. Salam Ravashi mehacha isha koseves as gita ve ish koseves shovro shein kiyam aged ala bechosma. So we have an explicit case where it says that she could actually write the get. Wow. Now, again, in principle, based on the Takana Dirabanan, that she's going to pay the schar of the sofer, so in some sense, she's always the one who's, you know, writing the get, but she would write the get, and she would be makna the get to him, and he would write the shovar, the receipt, and be makna to back to her. So that would be a kind of a situation where we'd be able to say pretty clearly that the kinyan had to have been made for this to be effective, right? He has to be able to give her the get, so she has to be makna to get over to him. So that seems dispositive that she would know how to effectuate this kinyan. And that is the conclusion of the Gemara. Good morning, Elisheva. So next case, I'm Rav Kasav again, Nisana Biyad Avdo, V'chasav L'shtar Matana Alav, Kina Asu Miskaresh Ezbo. So the Gemara says that he can divorce her by, you know, writing the get, giving it to an Eved, and then, you know, being makna the get, agav the Eved, right? So he transfers ownership of the Eved, and with ownership of the Eved comes ownership of the get. So the Gemara is a little bit concerned about this, based on a principle called chatzer mehalachas. The Gemara says, v'amai chatzer mehalachas, even chatzer mehalachas lokana. That when it comes to kin chatzer, right, there's different ways of understanding kin chatzer in just a moment, and we're going to get you know, the idea of you know, chatzer mitam yado in just a moment. But be that as it may, the way that a chatzer works is because I have possession of my chatzer, so anything which comes into my chatzer immediately comes into my possession. But the way that that works is based on the principle of karka, right, that this is something which is not mobile. So if the Eved is going to be the vehicle through which I'm going to acquire the get, so an Eved is a person. A person is mobile. It's not the same as taking something which is not ambulatory. Okay, so the Gemara says, we should assume that a chatzer me'alachas lo kana v'chisema be'omeid. Well, if you'll tell me that he's stationary, so what's the big deal? Amarava kol shilu mahalich lo kana. So the Gemara says that's not going to be sufficient because it's still fundamentally motile. So v'hilchasa, the Gemara responds b'kafos, that the situation has to be that the Eved actually has been immobilized. The Eved has been tied down, in which case it's no longer a chatzer mehalach. So Rav Kasav again, nisana b'chatzer, Rav Kasav l'shtar matana lav kena aso miskaresh espo. Right, and Rava says another possible situation is if he puts the get in his chatzer and then transfers ownership of the chatzer over to her, so that's going to be effective. It's richa diashmin an eved having a dafka eved that maybe only an eved works of a chatzer the gazer mishum chatzera ba laachar mikan. We'll explain in a second. Viashmin and chatzer having a dafka chatzer the eved the gazer kapos atu sheino kapos kamash malan. So you might have thought that chatzer works better than eved. Because Eved, you know, if you say this is a very unusual, very anomalous circumstance that you actually tied down the Eved, right, so that we immobilized the Eved, you know, you might not have thought that that actually was effective. So what was the concern about Chatzer? The truth is that this does work, right? If he actually puts it in his Chatzer and then is makna the Chatzer over to her, so the Chatzer comes to her and everything that's in it. But that's only slightly different than a situation that would be completely ineffective, that if you put the Chatzer in somebody else's, the get in somebody else's chatzer, and then she acquired the chatzer from that person, she's not divorced, because she has to receive the get from the Baal, and in that situation, she'd be receiving the get effectively from a third party, right? Because she purchased, you know, somebody else's chatzer, and her husband happened to have deposited a get into that chatzer, she doesn't become divorced through that mechanism. So Gemara was concerned about that case.
What if his third party was somehow a shaliach?
Shliach is something else, right?
Yeah,
shliach.
And I say, I'm going to put this in your chatzer, and then you sell this to my wife.
Shluchos shaladim kamosa, right? That could be effective. But in principle, she has to receive the get from the husband. And that's a very important point. So, v'chasov la'sefer krisos v'nasan biyada, the point is that the Baal has to be the driving force behind this process. So, yeah, shluchos shaladim kamosa, for sure. You know, v'shulcha mibeso, the role of the shaliach here is established. That's definite. But it would have to, it would have to be a formal case. Amar Abaye Mechdi, chatzer meheichais rabbi miyada, mayada diisa v'midaita v'mibal karcha, chatzer diisa v'midaita ubein bal karcha, v'hamatana midaita isa bal karcha leisa. So the Gemara says that if we should assume that the efficacy of a kinyan chatzer is based on the principle of an expanded yad, pause for a second. Now, one of the interesting ways of thinking about a kinyan chatzer is not just as a property-based acquisition, but as a personal acquisition. So, just like v'chasav la'sever krisos v'nasan biyada, just like she could acquire it in her hand, whether she agrees to it or not, on a deraisa level, he could divorce her bal karcha. So, you would think that all kinyanim of a chatzer, if a chatzer is really just an expanded hand, we're saying, we can think about a hand in a more abstract way. A hand is something that I have control over. So the chatzer I have control over, and a chatzer, is like an extension of me in that way. But that should be, restricted or defined by the parameters of yad. And again, the way that a get is transferred into a woman's hand, she doesn't need to approve. In our case, the way that we constructed it, if she's accepting it through a shtar matana, she could reject the matana. So that seems to be outside of the natural boundaries of Gerushin. Yeah, Nathan, go ahead.
I don't understand how a woman has her own property if she's married. I understand it nowadays, but if everything belongs to her Baal, how is it her property and not his property if she's not divorced?
Good. Okay, so there are a couple of different scenarios where a woman can own property without it, becoming her husband's in terms of Masha Kansa Isha Kanabaiva. Number one is she could have inherited it. She could have inherited it from her father. He has no title to that. Any property that she inherits. Number two is that there's property that she can bring into the marriage that's only her property, called Nechse Malog. He has the peiros, but she has the gofa karka. The third situation is somebody transacts it to her and makes it tanai that, the husband has no right to this. So all of those situations, women could have property. Good question. The Gemara goes on to say, you're right, a matana, she would have to accept. So maskevler of Simi Barashi v'ashlichos l'kabala d'midaita isa b'al karchaleisa v'kavi shliach l'kabala. So the Gemara says, well, look, what about shlichos, right? Shlichos itself has to be established, by her volition. And the Gemara says, well, maybe, we could make shlichos parallel to the other cases here, because there is a case where, where the get is received on her behalf without consultation, or she's a ketana. So that's a little bit more of an ibayasema. That's a harder case to establish as a generic rule, because she's, of course, a ketana. But the point that Abai makes primarily is the following, that the whole kasha that we had in terms of chatzer was assuming that chatzer is mitam yada. So just like yada is bal karcha, so chatzer should be bal karcha. We don't have the problem in general, it's not like we're saying that, all ways of acquiring the get have to be possible bal karcha. It's entirely possible to say that shlichos is a different track, that if she wants to establish a shliach, she can. If she doesn't, she doesn't. So the Gemara is pointing out here is that we had a particular question. It wasn't just a generic question. It was a particular question about the nature of kinyan chatzer. If you should assume that a chatzer is mitam yada, so then it's defined by the parameters of yada, and she doesn't need to approve for him to put the get into her hand, so she shouldn't need to approve about a kinyan chatzer. It shouldn't be a kinyan chatzer agav a matana. It should be a chatzer that's already established in her possession. Elishaba, please.
I might be getting confused between like what's from the Torah and what's the Rabbanan. Mm-hmm. But if she has to pay in order for this whole get to even be written, how can the entire thing be done against her will?
Okay, good question. So right, so that is a pure din de Rabbanan. We said it's just a tikkun olam that she should pay the schar of the sofer. But you're right, on a d'oraisa level, there's no involvement whatsoever.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Okay, so we talked about Al Ha'ala Shel Zayis. Bishlama Yad De'eved. So this is top of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah talked about that she would have to take possession of the Eved. So we understand very well that you're not going to cut that off. Well, after the Miktei, you know, interestingly, Rashi doesn't say because, you know, it would be like a form of torture or mutilation. He just says, an Eved is Shayach and Mitzvos, and, you know, you can't do that. In a Rashi, the Chabil Bo. Interesting, right? So apparently Rashi did take it a little bit, you know, under advisement. What does the Mishnah say? That you actually have to transfer the whole animal. Why don't you just cut off the horn of the animal in that situation? So the Gemara says that would render the get possible, because remember that by the time the get is written, you can't have a situation where something else needs to happen to it. All that needs to happen from this point is nesina. And if you're going to do some extra process, such as ketzitza, that would be a problem. Okay, it would be mechusar ketzitza. Now, here, the Bali Atosos point out a machlokas between the Gedolei Olam that became a huge, 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 huge discussion, of a practical discussion, regarding what the parameters of ketzitza are. So Tosa says, this is the top line if you want to look inside, Perish Rabbeinu Shmuel, Dafka, V'bad Leichayim, V'mukhubet L'karka, Shoker Davar Migulu, Chashem V'chusar Ketzitza. So we're going to limit M'chusar Ketzitza to something which is actually alive, like the horn of an animal, or that it's growing straight from the ground. That's, you know, like the standards of Oker Davar Migidulo. But anything else isn't going to be subject to this principle. Now, if that would really be true, then we'd have a situation of, let's say, you wrote a get in a very large cloth, right? And then whatever, you sectioned the cloth, you know. So you know, that would be legitimate. It wouldn't be mechusar ketzitza at that point. Now, it happens to be Rabbeinu Tam was machmir in that situation for mechusar ketzitza. So that's a very practical case. Tosas quotes the Baal Halachos Gedolos as well as being machmir in that situation. So it was a machlokas gedolei olam. The Tosos says that this was a huge controversy over a get that was written. You know, somebody thinks, okay, we'll write it on this large piece of parchment, then we'll cut off the piece of parchment, right? So that actually could be a psol d'oraisa in the get, because it's mechusar ketzitza, right? So if you say that mechusar ketzitza is limited to balei chayim or things that are growing from the ground, fine, so then it's not a problem, but you're just sectioning off the piece of paper. So people should know that was a huge, huge, huge machlokas, and many of the Rishonim were machmir on that topic. Could be a suffik d'oraisa in such a situation. Okay, so the next line of Gemara, Yosi Akvili, my time to Yosi Akvili, Tanya Sefer, Emi Yosi Sefer, Minah the Rabbos called Davar, Tam Lover, Chasav Lami Kol Makom, Mikem Atom Lover Sefer, Ma Sefer, Davar Shein Beru Achayim, Ve'in Ochalav Kol Davar, Shein Beru Achayim, Ve'in Ochal, can't be something live, can't be something that consumes, like an Eved or a behemoth. Rabbanu Mikseb B'Sefer, Kedika Amar, Hashtu D'Chiv Sefer, L'Sfiras Devarim Huda Asala. We're really talking about is that we have a pretty expansive definition of what can constitute a sefer here. It doesn't have to be just, you know, parchment or whatever it is, but it has to tell the story of the get. So very, very important, as we've noted many times, that Gerushin exists, this is Sherry Rav Rosenzweig's Torah on this, Gerushin exists to preserve the Kedushas Ishos. So as just a hemshech of that idea, that's why this Hekesh is so vital. say that anything that works for Kiddushim you should think would work for Gerushim and vice versa. Why would you think that? Because the institutions are linked at their point of origin. The reason that we have an institution of Gerushim is so that Kiddushim can be kept, you know, holy and sacred. If there's no way out, or this is the Sefer Achinuch, so then, you know, the marriage can really denigrate to something totally meaningless and, you know, basically a kind of a social prison, which is, you know, horrible to even think about. So, in any event, what we're saying here is that you require a special Gzeres HaKasov to say, yes, Kesef works for Kiddushin. No, Kesef does not work for Gerushin. For that, you need this Sefer Krisus. Good. V'idach nakle mi Sefer Krisus, Sefer Korta vein dvar achar Korta. It's restricted. V'idach mi vayle davar akores beina levena. K'detanya reza giteich ha-menash le-tishti yayin, ha-menash le-tilchi le-beis avich, le-olam ein zekrisus, ad shloshim yom ha-reza krisus. V'idach mi kares krisus, v'idach kares krisus le-darshi. So, again, one of the other views here was that you can't have a get, which you'll never know if the Tanai was fulfilled or not. Say, this is your get, assuming you never go to your father's house. Well, you know, that get will always be mutal basafik as long as she lives. That's not a get. If he says, this is a get and it's going to be activated if you don't show up at your father's house within the next 30 days, so then it's a devar hakores, because we all know what 30 days is. You can wait 30 days and, you know, then we'll know whether or not the get was activated. Okay. So the Mishnah picks up on this idea of mechusar ktitza and kosim mechubar l'karka. We shouldn't write it in something which is mechubar l'karka. We just saw that according to Bali Atosos, that might be exactly the definition of mechusar ktitza. Kosim mechubar talshu v'chasim nasa l'kasher. But if you would go ahead and do it and then have the signatures affixed, it would be acceptable. And the Gemara is going to say, really? I thought that was a psul d'oraisa. Rabbi Yehuda posaj to take sivasa v'chasim aso v'talosh. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't accept that. They don't like the idea of erasable parchment, right, or something that could be wiped off, because we want it to be something which is, you know, inviolate, that's not going to be subject to any tampering after the fact. Okay, so one just point of background, based on this machokis, Rav Elazar and Rav Meir, and then we'll get into the details. So we know that Rav Lazar says on a Daraisa level, we have no signatures on the get whatsoever. That's appeared in the Rabbanan. All you need is the Edei Mesira Karati. So the Pasuk says, V'chasav la'sever krisus v'nasam biyada, just means exiva, that you actually write out the get, which, to be honest, is the way that it sounds. And we do Paskin like Rav Lazar, right? That's the normative position. The Edei Mesira, the Edim who witnessed the transfer of the get, they're the ones who are dispositive. Rav Meir disagrees. Their mayor says that the Torah, when it says v'chasav la sefer krisos, is referring to the chasimas ha'edim. Right? He thinks that's a din daraisa of edei chasima karti, right? Not the edei mesira. All right. So the Gemara says kasa mechaber b'amar reisha in kosvin. I'm Rav Yehuda Mishmuel v'hu shashir makom ha'toref. That you didn't really write it. You wrote down just the what we call the tofes, the generic part, but the makom ha'toref, the point, you know, that actually makes a difference in the Torah, the Shem Ha'ish, the Shem Ha'isha, Be'azman, that you didn't actually write down while it was still attached. Chinam Rav Lazar, Rav Yishav, Hushashir, Makom HaTorev, Chinam Rav Rechon, Rav Yochanan, Hushashir, Makom HaTorev, so Rav Lazar, Yidam, Ra'idim, Messiah, Karati, V'achikamar, in Kosvin, Tofes, Shema Yichtov, Torev, right? We don't want you to write anything when it's attached, lest you write the part that actually matters. Kasul Tofes, but if you write the generic part, Utulasho, and then you cut it, and kasu l'torah v'nasu l'kasher, but the other, that would be acceptable because, you know, you wrote the part of the get that's actually the active component, shem ha'ish, shem ha'isha, and this man, you wrote that in an appropriate way when it was no longer attacked. Rav Reish Lakish amar, chasmu shaninu, so Reish Lakish says that we're talking about the chasima itself, and we're mostly concerned that the chasima should take place after it's attached. Rav Meir here, Damei di Chasima Karti, V'achi Kamei Kosvin Toref, Gzera Shema Yachtom. We don't want people to write the get, even though Rav Meir doesn't really care about writing the get, he cares about the signatures. Don't write the get while it's still attached to the ground, right, because you might come to sign it while it's still attached, and that's a psul daraisa, mechusar ktitza, that it has to then be severed after the fact. So Kosvin Toref, but if you go ahead and you write the effective part of the shtar, Tlasho, and then you sever it, Chasma v'nasa la kasher, but the evidence may already accept it. Chasma cheres She'll add its nakov, right? Let's say you write it, there's a, you have a potted plant, right? And it has a hole in it, so it's yonik mina karka, and it's on the cheres. We're not talking about a situation where you're going to smash the cheres. The shakaleya beyayiv leini hala, because you're going to hand her the potted plant and say, it's a little bit of a bittersweet moment. Here's a nice potted plant. On the other hand, you know, it's also a shtar gerushin. It's a little bit, you know, like of a metaphor in life. You know, this is in Israel, they have an expression, salz. A salz, a basket. It's a package, you know, it comes along with good and maybe less good. So, Allah shalat it's nako, but if you'd write it on like a leaf from a potted plant, and here again, it's nakov, it's punctured, so it's yonik bina karke. So Abaye mar kasher, Abaye says it's valid, Rav mar pasul, Abaye mar kasher, deshakal ev'yav li nihala, you hand her the potted plant, Rav mar pasul, gzera shem yiktom. Rav says, no way, because you might easily cut off, you know, this leaf, right, even though it's not mechubar l'karka, right, but it's a gzera, that you might come to do so. This is one of the proofs that Toso says, that maybe on the deraisa level, the outer boundaries of mechusar ktsitsa are something which is actually attached to the ground. So again, a couple very, very important points to review for today. One of them is the principle of chatzar mehalachas, that chatzar only works if it's stabilized. So remember, the eved had to be tied down. And that's number one. Number two, what is the basis of the kin chatzar? We said chatzar, mibitam yada. So the yada, we say, is ben midaita ben baal karcha. So we want the kin chatzar to operate via those standards. Now, you would say, oh, but then how does a shliach work? A shliach, she has to agree to, right? Zachin ladam shlo b'fanav, in chavin ladam shlo b'fanav, and this is a chov hula, so, you know, we say, okay, you're right, shlichus is a different track in that way. If you're going to appeal to shlichus, you do certainly need, you know, her, you know, participation. Then we talked about one of the most critical machloks in you know, practical gittin, is what is the gedder of mechusar ktsitsa? Certainly it applies to something from a live person, a live animal. That would be a clear case of mechusar ktsitsa. Or something which is attached to the ground is considered to be mechusar ktsitsa. But what about like a large broadsheet piece of parchment, writing a get on a section of it, and then later on, right, severing it? So that's a huge machlokes, and Rabbeinu Tam was machmir, so our practice is to be machmir, even though Rabbeinu Shmuel would say that really the mechusar ktsitsa only applies to balei chayim or davar shegidulo min hakarka. It comes down to v'chas of la. Rabbi Meir says v'chas of la is the edim. That's edei chasima karti. Rabbi Lazar says the Torah never speaks about edei chasima. It's only edei mesira karti. V'chasav is the ksiva saget. So the ksiva saget has to be done, you know, when the only thing which is mechusar is the nesina, not the ketzitza. And again, we do paskin like Rabbi Lazar in this regard. One final point. Remember, the Gemara was considering the idea that what about money for purposes of a divorce? The Gemara in Kiddusha Daf Hey raises the same possibility, Kiddusha Kesef. So maybe you'd have Gittin through Kesef. And the answer is no, the Hekesh of Havaya Ditya doesn't go that far. Sefer Krisa, Sefer Korta, Vein Dvar Acher Korta is one of the ways of looking at it. You know, as we said before, you think about it a little bit more broadly. When it comes to Kiddushin, obviously the idea is you're cementing a relationship, or, you know, you're creating a bond that wasn't there before. So the transfer of an object of value, it makes sense in that regard. On the other hand, when it comes to, you know, Gerushin, what we're trying to do is sever the connection between these people. So to give an object of value seems much more in line with an incipient relationship than a relationship which is being terminated, and so that might be part of the motivating factor here for this kind of a distinction. Okay, good. So a number of really, 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 really critical topics today, obviously, in terms of the Kinyanim, and so God willing, we'll pick it up tomorrow on the top of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you. Have a great day. Yeah.